That'll work.
Straight Out of Feller podcast. I'm live here at Dingo's Den, California. Chris G, motherfucker. I got Joe, motherfuck Dingo, in the motherfucker right now. It's Feel Good Friday. What's up, Mr. Joe Dingo, aka the Trippy Hippie?
What's up in the house, my niggas?
So we just
and my niggerettes.
So, motherfuckers listening, we just been talking to Joe Dingo. I brought him back because he's going to be a consistent co-host on this podcast.
I was asleep.
Where we talk shit. So, Dingo, let's talk about this new, what would you say, this style you created that you
me,
call
man,
yourself?
You mean my sound, man? My sound?
Your sound. How do you describe your sound?
Fuck, you know, I was born a long time ago, man. This shit's fucking trippy hippie.
Trippy hippie? What the fuck is trippy hippie?
I don't know, man. I thought everybody knew what the fuck trippy hippie was. Man, that's me. I just made that shit up. Listen to this shit.
Okay, I see. So you're saying, all right, trippy hippie, if you haven't listened to your music, then you'll understand it. Okay, I totally get that because I've listened to your music and that shit is some trippy hippie shit. I get what you mean.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to see what
the first time you hear it, huh? You say, what the fuck?
What the fuck is this shit? Yeah, no, you're right, dude.
After a while, it's like, hey, I feel the beat now.
So, like, right now, we're podcasting, and a few fuckers out there listening. This beat that we're listening to is a trippy hippie beat. What's good with that? I know a lot of you motherfuckers are like, what the fuck are they? Chris, who the fuck is this motherfucker? Well, we know who he is, but what the fuck is he talking? All this whoop whoop whack 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 mumbo
AKA
jumbo.
Joe Dingo.
Mumbo jumbo bullshit. But let me tell you, motherfuckers, dude, this guy is what I call a true definition of an artist. This motherfucker,
the real deal, my niggerettes.
This motherfucker, yeah. Damn, dude, what
the real
are
deal?
We're gonna have to bleep that out.
Oh, man, that's
2018. I just fucking with you. But anyways, this guy paints. And
I draw, I paint,
he's a singer, tell everybody.
Well, I want to make some short movies or at least some comedy skits.
You ain't talking about them porno movies, are you?
No, that's for my kids.
What the fuck's that supposed to be?
I have no idea.
Yeah.
But if you would like to see two old people naked, it ain't going to happen over here. Anyways,
so
man,
let's talk. All right.
Trippy hippie, man. It's an attitude, dude. Fuck, man. Just let me party and leave me alone.
Yeah, you're old school. You're about, you're 50s or 60s, whatever. You're a hippie and you make music. And lately you've been, in the last year and a half, you've been
Grinding,
right? And you've been fucking talking to younger cats, like kids that are barely, some are kids and some are young adults.
The hip-hop scene, man. They really understand it.
Yeah, so, well, especially out here. We're talking locally in Central California, the Central Valley. There's a lot of good fucking talent out here. And, you know, we're just trying to help shine a spotlight on these artists because you know, we are in between LA and the Bay, so
we're the land of time forgotten.
Yes, basically, you know what I mean. I feel like it's time to make moves and make a name for the SenCal artists because there's a lot of talent out here.
Central Valley seems to have its own sound now. They're creating their own sound.
Yeah,
it's a little bit different than LA. It's a little bit different than San Francisco. And a lot of it's a little bit better than both of those motherfuckers.
So that's
oops, did I say that out loud?
Yeah. So, I'm not saying we the best out here in the Central Valley, but I'm saying
no,
they got some good
sound.
Artists. We got some good artists that deserve a spotlight. But you know what? Lately, a lot of artists from out of town are starting to show love to the artists out here.
Hey,
so I'm pretty proud. They're grinding.
Hard.
Everyone's grinding. They're trying to bridge that gap from LA to the Bay and Central Valley. I sound like a rapper. I'm not even a rapper. I'm rhyming and shit, but I'm just feeling good, dude. Once again,
hey, it's hard to get love in Central Valley.
Let's talk about, I wanted to ask you,
but
like,
it's all good.
Like, explain the movement we got going here in Feller at the Dingo's Den, because people don't know what the Dingo's Den. Explain to the people listening what the Dingo's Den is.
Well, right now, man, this is a place you can come to. First of all, you can just come visit us. But say you wanted to come on a podcast. Oh, shit, we got that shit. It's on YouTube. We're about 50 shows in. You can come and just tell me your damn story. Now, say you wanted a portfolio. You needed some portraits. Some professional portraits. You just come to that door right here. We'll take those motherfuckers for you. Say you want to make a quick commercial. You know, something quick. You just want to get the word out. We're right here for you. We can do that shit too. Same place, same time. Say you just want to relax and party. And try to produce some music. On like Fruity Loops or whatever the fuck. Ableton. Fucking Pro Tools. Whatever's available out there. We got it. Now, we got live musicians. We got instruments. And then we've got recorded sampled shit. So you take your pick.
Yeah. So basically, you're just trying to help out upcoming artists?
We like to help people that need to help. And that's usually at the beginning. Yeah. We are a venue for performances. But we had a few repairs to make, so we slowed down.
Yeah.
Now our repairs have been made, and we're back online, and we're going to have performances next year. I'm looking forward to it. If we can, 5 to 6 performances next year.
That's cool. So this is, explain this, Dingle's Den. It's in a small town in Fowler. It's a house, actually. It's not an actual venue. It's a house, but it's 100 years old, and it's historic in the town. Because it's that old, right?
Yeah, it's a large 100-year-old house on a corner lot. And the property goes all the way to the alley. So there's a lot of space, front yard, backyard. Beautiful high ceilings, wonderful woodwork. But the best thing are the acoustics and the spacing. So we can fit about 60 people in here quite comfortably. And we've done it a few times. And we have locals who need to learn how to perform in front of an audience.
Yeah.
People that have performed a few times in front of an audience. And we won't, you know, we don't shy away from anybody season. There's a lot of those.
Yeah.
But the people that need to come here and practice, we got lighting, microphones, speakers.
And you're also going to host.
Sound system, recording.
You're also going to host a listening parties as well, right?
Listening parties, private concerts, and private lunches.
Yeah.
Say we want to have a private lunch with you. Well, we're going to ask you to come and bring 15 of your guests, and then we're going to cater, and we're going to hope that you feel like performing, but if not, we're going to play your music anyways, and we're just going to treat you like a queen or a king.
Yep. Okay, so what
that's got our, you... That's our pleasure, like a hippie.
So how did it all start for people out there listening?
Some fuck dude named Chris G.
Explain.
I'll leave it over.
Hey,
his smile just, man, he's got 2 smiles now, son of a bitch.
Well, for Chris people G, that don't know,
Chris G had the dream. Dreams come true.
Yeah. But, like, what keeps you going?
You tell me, you know the story better. Tell him. At least take a minute and tell him how you got here.
Well, fuck. As you motherfuckers know, I did a Small Town Cali podcast, which is the first podcast I did. And we started from an idea. I'll give a shout out to my boy Jay Hernandez, because that fool gave me the idea of I should start my own podcast. He's like, dude, you should start your own podcast.
Jay Hernandez.
Yeah. And
shout out.
And from there, I just said, you know what? I went to the soon-to-be-called studio, which is the Dingo's Den with the Dingo Brothers, a.k.a. Raw Dog, Fucker Raw Dog, and Joe Motherfuck Dingo.
One computer, and one mic, that's all we had. Remember?
We started off with an old mic from the 90s, I'm thinking. One of those first Mac mics and a program recording software. And we just started podcasting audio and seeing how our voices sounded. We practiced a little bit. We talked shit. And from there, it built from... Well, Dingo, what happened was we fucking... What did we do? We started after we got... Okay, this is... I'm sorry, you guys. I remember now. at first we were gonna do audio only, but then we went to visuals, so because we wanted to do it on YouTube, because right now, you know, a lot of people want to watch you, and they'll listen to you too while they're at work and shit, but the full effect that people like is when they're watching you too, because they get to, you know, see your body language and you know, like they're there.
We were just gonna do audio, but Chris G happened to have a badass Nikon camera.
Oh yeah, well yeah, I had a Nikon camera. I said, well, let's try it.
I'm a resourceful, you know, kind of guy. I can work with almost nothing. So I had a tripod, he had a camera, and suddenly we got a computer and we had a fucking podcast. Bada bing!
Yeah, so we, you know, and I've never done this shit before. I just thought, you know, I've been funny my whole life, and I was like, well, I want to do something, you know, I can't be a rapper, I can't be a rock star, but I know a bunch of them, you know, local, or, you know what I mean, around my area, and I'm like, all right, fuck it, let's start this podcast. And we just started from there. Boom. As you guys actually watch it, it'll be like the first episode.
Well, tell them how we practiced for hours.
Well, I did. I said we practiced our voices and all that shit already.
For hours.
You know, just to learn how to use the equipment we had. And little by little, Joe Dingo invested in it and started buying more equipment. Little by little. Then a new computer.
All at the same time, we also made music.
Okay, well, that's another story.
Yeah.
See? So we used to try to make music. You know, when I first came around, you know,
I jammed on it. It's good or bad. We just made music.
Well, we made music.
There you go.
Yeah, we made music. We never professionally done it, but you know what we did was fuck around and record our, you know, our stuff on the programs and put them out on SoundCloud. So I forgot where the fuck I was going with this. We're talking about what?
How we started.
Okay.
How you got here.
Yeah.
Basically, we did a lot of homework. Mm-hmm. I mean, you used to listen for hours and hours to Rogan. And then you would fucking
and bring Joey
your
Diaz.
Shit over here. We had to podcast for an hour and a half at a time. Remember that shit?
Yeah, dude. It was crazy.
Yeah, Audacity was fucking going crazy.
Yeah. So after that, we just...
Audacity was like, maybe we should charge these motherfuckers.
I started reaching out to a lot of guests, and I was surprised
they
on
laughed.
How some of them laughed.
No, I'm joking, man.
No, I'm being real though. Really? Some of them laughed, some of them, you know, didn't do it. But the guests that did come on, you know what I mean? Like the first guest. It was the first guest was you, Joe Dingo. I had Dankston. I had Danny Minch. Leo Gonzalez.
Danny Minch.
Gio from We Beasties. Giovanna, the model. Casanova.
And now they're even getting more work done than when we got to interview them. So these are some hard-working individuals.
Yeah,
hard-working,
these are. I'll give a shout out to them.
They got talent, though. These people.
All these people that were, you know, that gave me a chance. I deeply appreciate that shit. If you guys are ever listening,
yeah, we still support them.
Yeah, we still support you guys because, you know, you guys were part of my fucking dream in a way. You know what I mean? You were a stepping stone.
Yeah, it's a starting stone. This beginning.
You know, you guys believed in me, and when people believed in me, that made me feel a certain way. And the more people we got, the more compliments we started to get.
That
it was cool because, like, for the people that don't know, Joe Dingo is the director, the producer. What would you consider yourself at the operations around here?
Yeah, producer, director, camera, lighting, also set design. And that's it for now. But we're going to also go to video making, short movie making. But I think we're going to go to comedy skits because we know too many funny motherfuckers around us.
Yeah.
And we might as well try it. Everybody gets all clammed up when they get in front of a camera and shit.
Yeah.
So tell them about that. That's how hard that is.
Oh, yeah. Since we're talking about, let's take it back. When I first started, I was hella fucking nervous to be in front of the camera because I never recorded in front of the camera. I didn't know how it looked and sounded, and you know, if you watch the first few episodes, I remember I was trying to say this and I forgot what I was talking about, is when you watch the first few episodes, you could tell I didn't know what the fuck I was doing. But the key was to, I had a dream, I had a goal, and we had to get through it. And yeah, look, exactly. You just keep being consistent. The key word, consistent. You know what I mean? Sometimes you'll see me take a month off. It's not put no content out or anything. You know what I mean? It's because sometimes I'm just really busy. And I honestly did not I honestly did not expect for the podcast to be as, you know, it's like another job. Like, I didn't think it was going to be this important to me or this big in a way. You know what I mean? Because the Central California, they don't really have somebody, a voice like that, or a platform where the artists all can go and talk to. And I felt like we needed that. You know what I mean? Because I get flack because I'm not actually from Fresno. I never claimed Fresno, but, you know, Fresno County. I'm in Fowler.
We're Fresno County, dude. You know what I mean? Silly to not even
think still we're from Fresno. We're 9 miles away from Fresno. I've been going to Fresno since I was a little kid, so.
Dude, I think Yosemite might be in Fresno County.
Yeah, I'm not sure, though. But you know what I mean? What I'm saying is
Fresno County's beautiful.
I grew up here. I know the lifestyle in the Central California area. So it's like, you know what I mean?
We know
what's hope people will get away from I'm not from the actual city, the big city. You know what I mean? But I'm so close by that, you know. I don't have to live in the city to know how it is. You know what I mean? I can relate to some of the shit that they talk about or go through as well. You know what I mean? I'm not too far away. So that's what I like. I know I'm going off a little bit. I forgot. What was I talking about again?
See, I like taking video of, you know, local shit. I like looking at the fruit. I like looking at the trees and all that crap. Because all the other guys, they're filming in the city, in the LA. Everybody's filming the same shit. Yeah, man, yeah. I get tired of that shit. Yeah. So, you know, we try to be a little bit different here, you know, in everything we do. So you'll see it's a little bit different, our approach to everything, you know. Even Chris G's approach to hosting, we're trying to just let our guests really tell their story, their whole story, any fucking way they want, you know.
Yeah.
We don't put no limits on them.
Well, that's
one tells us what we have to.
Some of the compliments I get, like, because people be telling me about my podcast, Small Town Cali. They'll be like, hey, dude, I like how it's, you can say whatever you want. If you want to be clean, you can be clean. If you want to be dirty, you can be dirty.
Dirty dirt.
You know what I mean? If you want to say whatever you want, you have the right, and no one's, it's no censorship, basically. I'm not saying, hey, I'm being my real self on there as well. So it's not like I'm acting or nothing, dude. Like, what you see is what you get type of deal with me. You know what I mean? I'm approachable.
It's all we got, you know what I mean? Man. Fake shit.
I'm not fake. I'm just trying to fucking, you know, grind. I have a dream too. You know what I mean? And I know I go off on rants and shit, but dude, I'm normal.
Yeah, not to worry, my niggas.
You know what I mean?
So it took a lot of practice and a lot of hard work, and fuck, we're here. We've got services to offer. We're here just trying to help the community at the same time. But actually, the community is giving back so much to us. It's like, wow, man, we need to.
Yeah, that's what I think.
So we need to give more back because, it's surprising. Damn, they gave us shit, man. Talk about being happy in life. Who knew giving was so fucking great? Yeah. I mean, you know what's good and great, but we just give to our families and our, you know, our loved ones. But now we're actually giving to strangers and people we never even met before. And we're like more than willing to do anything they want for this hour or two. They own us for an hour or two, and that's on us.
Yeah.
That's another thing. We've never charged one person one penny, and we have never asked one person.
Yeah, because, you know, okay, so check
this. We're totally independent little podcast.
So check this. When I started doing it in the middle of it, from when I started to now, people would ask me in the DMs, I'd be like, hey, dude, how much you get paid for that shit? I'm like, dude, I'm not getting paid for none of this shit. And the more artists started coming around, and we, you know, we do videos for them, we put interviews for them, pictures, photo shoots, whatever we could do. And some of them would be like, how much do I owe you? I'm going, nothing, man. This is all free. You know what I mean? Oh, another one. When we throw shows for some artists, we don't charge them. It's just an opportunity for them. And we feel like we have enough faith. And, you know, sometimes people just need somebody to believe in them.
The last artist that had a show here brought about 35 guests. We're about 10 deep at the most. So we're talking about 45 people, probably more than that. We've got 3 rooms here that were completely full. We had pizza. We had Bobby Salazar's.
No, we had about 60 people that day, not 40.
Okay.
That was 60 heads.
It was pretty packed.
Yes.
And we had 2 tri-tips, 2 large pizzas locally here.
Yeah.
We had rice pilaf, mashed potatoes, man, bread. Oh, man. I mean, it was really, really good. It was really good.
Well, and
not a dime for anybody.
Yeah.
No charge to come in. All the meals are free. We did have some soda and some beer and a lot of water, of course. But, dude, it's an experience, man. There's no trip like, oh, how much does it cost? Or,
no.
Or, nah, get your ass in here, motherfucker.
Yeah.
And on the way out, we pay some of these people.
Yeah.
Bonus time.
Yeah. No, man. We're just trying to help all these artists, man. All these motherfuckers. We love all you motherfuckers. We don't care what style, how you sound.
Yeah, it was
how
catered. Long we had Bobby Salazar's, what's it called here? The Pizza Factory.
Pizza Factory.
And,
Tri-Tip. Look, what we're trying to do, here's another angle where we can come at you guys from listening that are from out of town. What we're trying to do for my small town is, we're trying to make this not a musical town, but a town where you can come and be an artist.
We want a full-blown studio here so that people that don't have a lot of money and have a lot of talent can come here and not worry about not paying for shit.
Yeah.
We want them to spread their talent. I mean, there's a lot of talented people here. You would be amazed, we'll say, per square mile.
Yeah. But we're also trying to show people that, you know,
no matter if you're a rapper, a singer.
Yeah, but like
musician.
I'm thinking a little bigger with what I'm trying to say. It's like, I'm trying to say, like, even though you're from a small town and you think dreams don't come true or shit won't happen
because
it's far-fetched, it's not that. It's, you just got to work for it. If you really set your mind to this shit, you can do whatever or be whatever the fuck you want.
But they do need a venue. We want to present a stage, rent stage of that, and then the restaurant too. But see how you're working with the community.
No, you got to work with your community. Yeah, I mean, people need to believe in you. You need to believe in people and give everybody a shot. Don't let the politics or the way some shit is. There's gonna be road bumps in this shit. Not everything's gonna go perfect. It's not no fairy tale shit.
Well, here's proof. Check this shit out. So, even though we're in Central California and we're in between Frisco and LA, you know, that's a pretty big ass distance.
Yes.
But if you were to bring your sweet cherry ass over here, we'd give you a show. That's that easy.
Well, talk a little bit.
In other words. If you want a show, all you have to do is come on here. You bring your crew, and this is a full-blown commercial for you, up to 40 minutes. I mean, sometimes the shows are 35 minutes long, but...
You're talking about the podcast.
Yeah, the podcast on YouTube, the Small Town Cali podcast. Yeah. Man, it really is a great opportunity because it's blowing up, but that's the only thing we got, and we're willing to share it with anybody.
Yeah.
Anybody has a story.
Yeah. You know what I mean? But
we've heard the most interesting shit here before.
Oh, yeah, dude. Like, I've had a lot of game dropped on me with this shit, dude. Like, I'm like, holy fuck. I've learned the more people I meet, the more game gets dropped on me. Like, for people that think this shit came easy to me or Chris, this is fucking, you're fucking whack, you're not even intellectual or I don't give a fuck, dude. Like, straight out, I know there's people hating and talking shit, but you know what? I'm actually doing shit I want to do, and I'm actually liking the shit I'm doing, you know what I mean? I still have my regular fucking job, but I'm still doing what I want to do at the same time. And Rod Dog, aka Fuck Her Rod Dog, just pulled up to the studio right now. And we're just... What's up, Rod Dog? Sorry, we're just chilling. And Rod Dog, you know, he's another dingo brother. He's one of the, you know... This wouldn't be here if I didn't meet Rod Dog. He actually was my neighbor, and that's how I went up to him one day. He was watering the gate or some shit like that. And Rod Dog pulled... you know, when I first moved into this area, the neighborhood where I was at, I was already in the area, but I had moved from an apartment to a little house. And that's when I met fucking Rod Dog, aka Fuck Her Rod Dog. He was at the gate, and then all of a sudden, I'm very social. I'll go up to anybody and start a conversation. So knowing me, I was like, I wonder who this guy is. You know, he's older. I want to get to know him. See how's
is he gay? Because you were gay at the time, remember?
Stupid. But
you were looking for a
so day. I talked to him, and we started talking about music.
And is his brother gay, Joe?
And no, you weren't even in the picture. It was just, I didn't know.
I know, man. The house goes back a ways, baby.
So,
go on.
So anyways,
he was there.
We started talking about music, and he's like, oh, yeah, I play music. I'm like, really? And then he goes, yeah, come on in, check it out. So I go inside the house, and it's humongous, and there's a keyboard, there's guitars, there's hella instruments, and fucking, and from there it was history. We fucking started, I picked up the guitars, tuned it up a little bit, I started playing, and, you know, Rod Dog would just listen to me fucking play the guitar for hours, and eventually we would just fuck around and try to play. I'd try to do, you know, remember how to play guitars. Yeah, I'm still on. Remember how to play guitars, because I had quit playing guitars for about 4 years at that time, because I was probably, you know, I played guitar when my dad had bought me my first guitar. Was an electric guitar. It was an Ibanez Iceman, black with the white outline on the air. So that was my very first guitar I bought, and I started playing that motherfucker. I loved it. I was into Slipknot. I was into, you know, Korn, and it was, you know, I forgot, you know,
those are now meals.
You know, I forgot what years it was, but you know, I was probably 13, 14. So late 90s or early 2000s. Early 2000s probably. Damn, but you know what I mean?
Barely born.
No. Yeah. But I know I went off on a tangent. I was talking about how we started here. But I'm talking a little bit about my life, about, you know, the first guitar I got was an Ibanez Iceman. Then I got an acoustic guitar. My bad. Dingoes and them had to take a break. They're doing something outside, but they're back. Joe Dingo's right next to me. What's up, Joe Dingo?
Yo.
He's back, bitches.
Fucking Dingo ate
my
back.
Baby. Dingo ate his fucking baby. You feel me? So anyways.
Let's not talk about it. It makes him mad.
Yeah. Yeah. But, shit, man. We talked about a lot of shit. The Joe Dingo, what do you call it? Alter Ego, a.k.a. the Trippy Hippie?
Trippy Hippie, man.
Yeah, man. Check it out. What more do you expect from the Trippy Hippie while we wrap this shit up? Joe Dingo showing me the beats. We'll end it off here.
Nope.
Shout out to Fowler Podcast, you punk bitches.